Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The destination for Boston sports fans.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
Take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com.
And now,
only a couple inches. Is that right, Curtis?
That's correct.
Right.
A little slick out there. Takes some extra time.
Comment that you're used to hearing. Only a couple inches.
I believe.
Oh, gosh.
By the way,
long way to get to a really bad joke.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Right. They didn't get naked. If they got naked, yeah, still give them a pass. It's not like you got to see any chichis floating around him.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Well, hello.
Starring Greg Hill.
Greece's senior trip is back at the Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
Would it be inappropriate for me to go on that?
Nope, they need a chaperone.
Okay,
sure.
All right. I'm just asking. Would that be okay if I tagged along?
I think it would be great.
I mean, I get invited as long as I pay for everything. I mean, that seems like, like an equal trade.
You're going to be a hit at the wet t-shirt contest.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
I may remove myself entirely.
Ooh.
From the producer search.
Wow.
And leave it in the capable hands of Dwayne Wiggins.
I'm not buying it. That answer shows deception.
Joined by the relationship alpha, Courtney Cox.
Also, important note that you throw in at Regina that the guy said, I'm from the neighborhood.
From
you know what that means.
Yes, you do.
What
does that mean, Courtney?
And accompanied by
the Ken and Curtis Show,
the brains of this operation.
Ken and Curtis?
Ken and Curtis.
And he's better than Curtis, too, so I mean, Jesus.
Woo.
That's what I'd say.
Shots fired.
I'm giving my opinion. Don't get all upset about it.
Whoa.
I could CTE that coming.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes.
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Don't be an ass.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning, Greg.
What up, man?
Wiggy, Razor.
Good
morning.
Courtney is off today doing some sort of a wedding tasting, and Andrew Raycroft is filling in.
Yes.
Which means some hockey talk this morning.
Yes, lucky for everyone out there. We get hockey talk today.
And I believe...
Two hockey guys.
That's right. Me and Wig.
Who's the other hockey guy?
I told you I was a big league MVP.
Oh, yeah. Wiggy. Big hockey guy. Wiggy, big hockey guy. I believe also this is Ken's final show in the producer role. Is that correct, Ken?
That is correct.
So next week we will begin auditioning those who will seek to fill your role on this program.
Yes, and we have five lined up for next week, internal candidates to start.
Internal.
But my question is, are we throwing them in without much of a safety net, or as operations manager, do I need to ensure that this thing operates somewhat smoothly, or do we want to see how they handle the fire?
Well, I mean, I don't know. If you're if you happen to be on an ocean liner, do you think they grab somebody from the below decks to steer it into port?
Great show.
Don't you think they give them a little bit of a training course beforehand?
Well, yes. But, I mean, actually, during the show, like, I could be here.
Yeah.
Or should I help them or not?
No, I think you can help them. I don't know. Razor, you're not really a radio guy. How do you feel about searching for the new producer?
Well, you obviously want to see how someone performs under the gun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
However, you also can't just let the whole thing go to hell.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably
great. That makes me look better, though, if it goes to hell.
Yeah, that seems like you're setting that up for maybe a dual role here. Like, you know, keep working on. Is that how you got high in the corporate ladder?
Correct.
How he got high on the corporate ladder is backstabbing. Backstabbed the guy who had the job before him. That's how. Right, Curtis?
Yep.
But on most of the candidates, don't they all have experience in this?
I don't really know. I'm not aware. I have just like the co-host search. I know nothing about the candidates before they walk in.
Don't they have experience, Ken?
Yes, they do. Sorry.
Right, so okay. In varying degrees.
I would say you know, baptism by fire.
Greg, did you see who's in Wednesday?
No.
Jeff Rickard tried out.
Oh, jeez. Too soon, Curtis. The guy just left.
Oh, boy.
Of his own accord.
That's I didn't kill him. Ken did.
That is it.
All right.
I thought you were going to say this.
Dale here.
Oh, yeah.
Razor, nice to have you here.
Four minutes.
Expert opinion, please, right off the bat. Dirty hit last night on Marchand.
Unnecessary hit on Marshawn.
Not dirty.
Not suspendable.
What?
Were
you watching the same game that we
were
watching?
I was. Again, Marshawn takes those hits every single game, usually gets out of them one way or another. He's got a massive target on his back. It's not.
He left, right?
Oh, no. He didn't look good either. That's concerning.
So you're telling me that's not a dirty hit?
No, it's a bit of a dirty hit. It's an unnecessary. You don't have to hit the guy there, but it's also not run him from across the rink with his numbers showing and destroy him.
But
so,
what's the rule? Isn't the rule like if you see the numbers, you can't hit the numbers, like especially in the back, right?
It is a little, yes, but it was, you could argue if you're a Washington Capital or anyone else that it was on the side and it's interference. Mm-hmm. Very similar to the hit that Frederick laid on Kiprasov 3 weeks ago against Minnesota and knocked their best player out. Minnesota was very upset about it. The puck was there. He wasn't hitting him to separate him from the puck. He was hitting him to put him into the boards, knocked him out of the game. Very similar situation. An unnecessary hit, but not suspendable.
Don't you think when teams were allowed to have a guy who the other team was somewhat afraid of, that this didn't happen as much as it happens now?
There's no question, and you still are allowed to have those guys. You look at what the Rangers did last year. No, the game's changed, so it's hard to keep those guys. But the New York Rangers went out and got Ryan Reeves last year because Tom Wilson threw their best player onto the ground in a scrum, took him out for 10 games. So they got Ryan Reeves, so no one messes with.
But he's
with
a decent player, though.
Yes,
you know
that's right.
I mean?
But he's the toughest guy in the league as well. There's Tom Wilson, there's Ryan Reeves, there's a couple other big heavy guys, but overall, there isn't, to your point, Wiggy, there's no meat anymore.
No.
There's not just one guy that can't play, but he sits at the end of the bench and plays 3 minutes.
Great.
That's
now,
gone.
Now I have to have meat for lunch.
Breakfast.
Speaking of that, I have the sad duty of performing an audio eulogy this morning for a legendary rock star who passed away.
I feel like we just talked about him too.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like
you
that.
Do. I was on my way in this morning. I was trying to think if this was Hillman Jinx related, and I don't think the passing of this legendary rock star is Jinx related. But we will get to an audio eulogy at some point on this morning's show. Andrew Raycroft filling in for Courtney coming up at 6:30. Today's Leeds at 7:50. We will get to the dumbest of the day during the news with Curtis, who will be filling in for Courtney in her absence with the news today. And you know what? Also, I think early,
good morning.
Curtis, early, I think we should get to what are we doing? So we'll do that at 7.
It has a sponsor.
Yes, it does. It does have a sponsor. So all of that coming up on today's show. If you want to call and you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text at any time this morning on the text line, which is 37937. And there are several ways that you can enjoy this program. If you are unable to listen on the radio for whatever reason, you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app. And hopefully that will be working at some point during the show this morning. I think it's odd, I mentioned it yesterday, that a man who is in charge of the Odyssey app and can't get it to work has been promoted to upper management as opposed to demoted.
It's a fantastic app.
Does that seem like a weird way to operate around this place?
It does, yeah. But it seems about right for 2021.
He's been promoted twice, too.
2022, by the way, 22, is what it is.
Whatever.
Odyssey app, download that. You can listen to us from anywhere at any time. And you can watch this program on Twitch. To do that, just follow WEEI. Here is Ken Laird for one of the final times on this program with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's the longest running voice of the morning on WEEI. It's the great Ken Laird with what's trending now.
All right. Man, missed that one. Curtis will be the longest running voice here momentarily. That is scary. Now through Thursday, pick up beef sirloin steak tips for just $5.97 a pound at Shaw's when you click on the digital coupon. Limit two packages. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh since 1860. By the way, you and Wiggy almost went overboard in your efforts to keep Spaz and get Spaz back involved in the program yesterday in our post-show meeting. It was just...
It was impressive.
You thought
it was too much?
Almost too much, yeah.
I feel like my man's getting railroaded, though.
I mean, I don't know. It seemed like... when it came to the big boss around here, Mike Thomas, he was kind of laughing uncomfortably, I felt like.
I know, but there was no follow-up. That was your chance. I was like, come on, guys, you want to stump for Spaz here? It was like crickets.
Well, I talked about his, how he brings, you know, the uniqueness. I'm watching him on IG. He's eating bologna and pizza rolls.
I mean, bottle that up.
What's better than that?
You should have brought that up yesterday.
Yeah.
God.
What's better than that?
Anyway.
Well, I tried for my candidate.
Not a great day for Spaz in terms of movement yesterday, but the Bruins got the job done. Give and take yesterday, obviously a bit of bad news, but here's the game winner from Charlie McAvoy.
DeBrus will hold in the left wing corner. Sets up McAvoy. Wrist shot. Score!
Bob was choosing on the call on ESPN Plus. It took me 15 minutes to log in to find the guy.
I know.
God, Razor, I missed you last night.
What a joke.
I mean, do you think this is working when it comes to the whichever league you choose where they're forcing you to stream these games on a platform that you don't have?
In five years, you're going to look back and say, I can't believe I didn't have a login for that. It's just going to be normal. There's so many people that are cord cutting. This is the future. And very curious, I just realized this. Bob was schusing on the call at the Garden. Mac Jones in the suite. We all remember Bob was schusing was the Jets guy who was peeing all over Mac's performance, saying he was dinking and dunking the whole game.
That's true.
I mean, took me 5 days to get my Instagram back. I can't figure out how to stream these games.
I know.
It's complicated.
And I went to Hulu first, and I could not get that to work. I don't know where it is on Hulu.
I was looking for it. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Wiggy was on Brazzers. He's like, where is it?
What do you know about Brazzers over there?
Luckily for me, I ended up, I don't normally do this, but I ended up going out for dinner last night, and they were showing the game.
I was supposed to have left the city to do that. Wow.
What do you mean? I went to Aria.
Ooh. Did you show your vax card?
I did whatever's required. If I go to a restaurant and somebody asks me to do something, I do it. I did whatever was required. Dining next to me last night, J.C. Jackson.
Okay.
I didn't get to ask him about his plans, but we'll see what happens.
Should have asked. That was a perfect opportunity.
Yeah,
for you
the
right
guy
there.
Was having dinner with his lady friend.
What
I
mean?
I didn't feel like it was appropriate in the middle of his pasta.
Yeah, I'm going to dinner Saturday night. They're calling me. You got your vax card?
Where are you going? Where are you going to?
Mastro's.
Oh, yeah. Good spot.
And then we're going to the 50 Cent concert, so it's like, you know, make sure you bring your vax card.
Where's that? At the Grand? Is that at the Grand?
Big Night Live.
Oh, Big Night Live. Too.
So we kicking it with 50.
Yep.
Speaking of pasta, 2 goals for him last night. That's 10 in the new year, most in the NHL Razor. He's on fire. And you got to give Jake DeBrusk some credit last night.
Yeah, Jake. lot of patience down the wall on that game-winning goal. So scored a goal that wasn't really his goal, but
have you heard anything about is he now happy or like what's going on with him?
He has to be happy now. He's first line left winger all of a sudden.
So he's going to stay the rest of the season. Could they not get rid of him? Did they not try?
Well, they're trying. I think they want a lot for him, and I think that now it sets up where you can't really make that deal unless you're getting a lot back right away because with Marchand, you have to know what Marchand's prognostication
is. Status, right?
You got to know what his status is before
Seemed
you're moving
to be
ahead.
Speculating it was a shoulder. Is that what we think?
Certainly, right shoulder / collarbone.
That's
it's
what
one
he was
of the
looking
two.
Like on the bench. But that's your boy, DeBrusque, right?
Yeah,
he wanted to beat Greg up.
Well, he did.
Well, that's the word on the street.
So did his mom.
Oh, his mom jumped in it too?
No, she was mad at others, not me. She didn't get word of what I said.
Like Zach Wilson's mom.
Yep. Anton Bleed also leaving the game after a hard hit from Tom Wilson, your favorite. And Linus Ullmark's 7th win in a row. How about that? Racking them up. Winnipeg up next 3 o'clock on Saturday. Celtics in the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. Your boy not in town, though, Wiggy.
Nah, 6 to 8 weeks for Dame Dollar.
And don't forget, NFL Divisional Playoff Weekend. You can hear all 4 games right here on WEEI, starting with Nashville Bengals at the Titans, 4:30 p.m. on Saturday.
That's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. And a baseball update, Greg. I know you want these. Baseball and the Players Union will meet in person Monday in New York City. Players expected to give a counter proposal.
Slow down, guys. Don't be too fast.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting to me. The Red Sox, every year, they do a Partners Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Florida. It's the first weekend in March, and they invite all of their corporate partners down for a little shindig. I've been fortunate to be invited a few times. They are going on with that as scheduled.
Mm.
They're having everybody book everything, book the hotel. So what does that say to you?
Well, that's encouraging. Do you think that means something?
You're going down there for spring training games. That's why they bring their partners down.
I mean, it means as you, as Captain Freeloader, you get a free meal again.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's what you're worried about.
I better be included on that trip again. I love that trip. It's a great trip.
We'll
I love baseball. You know me, baseball,
know.
My number one sport. America's pastime. I love it.
Curtis loves the weather and the Weather Channel, and he's in the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center right now.
It is 11 degrees outside, but it feels like -7. Good news, your Teslas work.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
One, two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Cause you know we're about to rip this.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-Bang, baby. Too low depth, so you know we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective, and before me better get touched, you have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that, this shit tenant. Ain't no kid so good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of...
Well, the official Super Bowl halftime show trailer is out, Wiggy.
Saw that.
You see it?
Yeah, I did.
So you got Dre, Eminem.
Snoop.
Snoop.
Mary J. Blige.
Meatloaf.
Kendrick Lamar.
Curtis.
Curtis.
What?
Too soon.
Well, I tell you, can't tell this dude anything.
And and the Super Bowl this year is on Food Network Plus. Is that right. Correct, Curtis?
Yes. Right.
I'm going to figure out how to watch that.
God, that's an expensive membership.
Yes. It's on Centric.
What, do they have one camera for that game last night? Bruins game? Razor?
Oh,
how many? One camera? Was it used? It looked like a used camera.
No, it was handheld by A.J. Malesko on the bench.
The production's not ideal.
No. It's no Nessun. I'll tell you that much.
Hey.
No.
I'll tell you that much.
Not even close.
Yeah. This is, by the way, Courtney's off today. Went to South Carolina to taste the food for her wedding.
R.I.P. Sober January.
Yep. And this is Rich from Saugus. Hello, Rich.
Good morning, Greg, and thanks for jinxing J.C. Jackson out of town now. So, that's a done deal.
I just sat next to the guy. I said hello, quick hello.
That's all you have to do.
No, not a jinx.
That's all you have to do. So, Andrew, I love you. I met you when you got here with Patrice Bergeron. I took my son in to get a signing from you guys, but you're dead wrong on the Marshawn situation. He was engaged with another player, and he got hit square in the back into the boards. That's a dirty hit.
Yeah.
All day long.
Book. Razor shocked me this morning by saying it was unnecessary, not dirty. It's dirty as dirty can be.
No.
Yes, you're.
We're going to suspendable, et cetera, et cetera. It's a scumbag move. It's unnecessary. You don't need to go hit the guy in the corner. He doesn't have the puck. But the idea that the guy's going to get 4 games. I mean, Hathaway is what he is. He's done this before. He's known like this, but my point is that he's not getting 5 games from the league.
So it's not suspendable for it.
And this was after Bleed got hit too.
Well, Bleed, you know, got smoked with a pretty clean hockey hit in the middle of the ice.
Right.
We can hear from the coach afterwards.
The Marsh one I didn't like at all, and I let the officials right there in front of it didn't call it. The trail official called. I'm not sure why the guy watching it didn't. Hit a guy in the numbers in a vulnerable spot. Seen that from that player in the past too. So I didn't like that one at all. I guess the league may or may not look at it when it comes with Marshy. Sometimes they kind of move on. But in this particular case, seemed like a vulnerable spot against the boards, back high. But at the end of the day, we were able to overcome it.
I mean, I feel like he's going to be out for a while.
I know.
Seems like it.
When he tried to celebrate the goal and you can't raise your arm.
Right. Right. I mean, who the hell knows what that could be. But you're right.
I had the same injury when I used to play over 40 hockey.
How long were you out for? How many games did you miss?
Arm came. The most painful thing that literally I've ever gone through.
Ow!
And I fell over a puppy gate and almost died. But the arm is like came out of the shoulder thing.
Socket.
The socket?
Yep.
Thing is dangling there, right? And by the way, it happened. I think I tripped over another individual. That's how it happened. And
Max Lane.
I go into the locker room, and one of the dudes on my over 40 team, guy named Jeff, says, "You want me to try to just put that thing back in for you?" And I said, I said, "Sure." So he twists the thing back in.
Oof.
The thing going back in may be the greatest feeling that anyone has ever experienced, and immediately you feel fine. So then I got started to get dressed again and said I felt like I needed to get back out there with my team.
Did Jeff have a doctorate, or did you just let this random guy put it?
No, he was not a doctor, I don't think. I think he was I think he was a computer programmer or something. I don't know.
A couple bears in him.
Yeah. What do I know? I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, but extremely painful. The shoulder coming out of the socket is not something that you would like to have happen to you.
But it seems like it feels good going back in.
Oh, it feels great going back in, Wiggy. Best feeling you've ever had in your life when the thing goes right back in there. Okay. I got to tell you. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's what you
really
said.
Unbelievable. We had the best, I would argue, the best over 40 hockey team name in the history of names, by the way.
Mighty Ducks.
There's a lot of good names.
So, yeah. Yes, but this was based on a sponsor. We had a sponsor for the team.
Okay.
And
always have an angle to get paid. It's unbelievable.
I know, Curtis. I didn't want to pay whatever it cost to get in the league in Westboro. But the team was sponsored by none other than Ernie Bach.
Oh, yes.
And so we needed a name for the team. So we created a fictitious business.
Okay.
That would be the business that Ernie owned that was sponsoring the hockey team.
Yeah.
And it was a liquor store.
Mm.
So do you know what the name of the team was?
Mm.
Wiggy, if anybody can figure it out in here, I think you can figure it out. Mm. I think it's acceptable for the airwaves because we're talking about a fictitious company name. It was Box Liquors.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that sounds like that seems like a pretty good name for seems like a legitimate name for a hockey team, does it not?
Definitely sounds legit.
Curtis, what? I mean, listen.
Would not want the pure game of hockey to be corrupted with a name like that.
If the operations manager allows that to go through without being dumped, I think it's fine.
Liquor. I barely know her.
6:27, first Kendra drop with Coco out.
Box Exotic.
Box, apostrophe S, Liquors. Okay. LIQUORS.
I feel like there's a lot of things you can do with Box.
Right,
you
can do it. Yes, you
Bach
can.
Box Exotic Gentleman's Club.
Can you just, does Wiggy understand it or no?
No.
He doesn't. Okay, I don't know if he understands the play on the plan. No, it's not Bach Liquors. It's Box, apostrophe S.
Oh, okay.
Box.
Lickety lick.
I don't think he does.
I don't get that.
All right. Anyway.
I don't. Okay.
Coming up on today's show at 7, we will get to What Are We Doing with Chris Curtis. And then at 7:50, the dumbest of the day during the news, Curtis filling in for Courtney on the news this morning at 7:30. Dumbest.
Oh, I get it now. That was a good name.
Thank
you. Did you spell it H-E-R at the end?
No, it was B-O-C-H apostrophe S.
Yeah.
I'm going
Liquors,
home.
Like liquor stuff.
Oh, see, I
Box
went,
Liquors.
I went with Box, Licks,
Hugs. Okay.
So I thought he was going with Razor.
Man. No, it took me a few minutes too, Wiggy. I was...
Was you on the same page? I was on. Frick. He was on the. Licks,
I was trying to figure.
My son is not playing football.
What the freak?
Razor right. Thought it was the same.
Might have some too.
All right, dumbest of the day. Anyway, with Curtis, and right now we got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for.
I was For a minute, I was thinking L.A. Guns, but I believe that's Skid Row.
Yes, indeed.
Sebastian Bach.
Right.
No relation.
Right, no relation.
No
Canadian.
Relation.
Canadian.
Sebastian Bach.
Is he really?
Is he Canadian? Wow.
His brother was a goaltender in the National Hockey League.
Really?
Played against his brother in junior hockey.
You,
yep.
Wow. You played against the brother of Skid Row's Sebastian
Absolutely.
Bach? Razor? Wow.
Sebastian Bach sang the national anthem in junior hockey from the World Cup while his brother played in the championship game.
That's pretty impressive.
What a factoid there.
Yeah.
Great lead.
Yeah.
That is I Remember You is the name of that song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new all-wheel drive 2022 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, Greg, top five things I will miss about producing this show.
Mm.
If you have a minute.
Yes, this show.
Let me get a pen.
The current, the morning show in general or this show?
I think some of them go together. For instance, number five is the juice of the show in the morning. This is unlike any other day part. It is awesome. There are a lot of bad things about this show, getting up early and et cetera, et cetera. But as you will admit, Greg, and you've been doing it 30 years, it's irreplaceable.
30 years. Not to Very be specific impressive. Or anything, but what?
It being in the first reaction in the morning, the juice of a morning show, that is something you just can't replicate. It's great. It's what keeps bringing you back, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
For 32
years. For me, it's really the money.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
For others, they don't have that option, but yeah, the juice. I will miss the juice. Number four, the music. I will say, your edition of this morning show, I have reconnected with the musical genre. It's been awesome. I appreciate that about your show. I think it's a key part of the show. I hope we can find somebody that taps into that a little bit, too. And maybe a new way. Maybe some more modern music. But I appreciate that.
How old are you? So far, you've used the word juice and said modern music.
Well, I'm 43.
Are you 90?
This is why I'm getting out of programming and going into management.
Okay.
Number three, I will miss faking that I don't know everything that you tease on the show. So I'm gonna miss that. I enjoyed that throughout the year.
Zing!
Number two, I noticed this yesterday. This came to me. I will miss having the power of the microphone to respond to you and Curtis because I know I'm going to get roasted for the next, day after day, and there's no way to respond. And I have heard program directors just get crushed through the years, and now I'm that dude. So.
Well, there will be a way. Curtis and I have devised a way. We're going to establish a direct line, kind of like, you know how the White House has a direct line to the Kremlin, Curtis?
A brief incursion, yes.
Right. I think it's actually, they put in a new rotary dial over there for the current guy. But we will have a direct line to your office, Curtis and I have decided, so we can call you at any point during the show.
Okay, I approve.
Okay.
I accept that.
Mm-hmm. And did you get to number one?
Number one, I'm just going to miss working with all you, and I got to say, Curtis is at the top of the list. Mm. We have been through some tough times in the morning, some edge of your seat, like white knuckle moments. Mm-hmm. We have survived together. We have climbed up the ladder, so
yes,
going to miss you, buddy.
Yes. Well, it's nice to see you moving into an important position in management, and if you get a chance during the next break, it's a little bit warm here in the studio. Would you come in and if you could just adjust the temperature for me on the thermostat, that would be great.
But I have hired a guy to take care of that.
Ken's last official day as a producer of this show. It's really sad for me. The guy is an incredible talent, a joy to work with. Work ethic is extraordinary through the roof, and is never. I don't think I've ever seen you grumpy or unwilling to try anything. So
thanks, buddy.
You are at the top of the list when it comes to producers that I have had the pleasure of working
Number
with.
Number one producer you've worked with? Wow.
No. I said near the top.
Okay. All right,
Number one, of course, would be Anthony Spaz Parziali.
Oh, wow. Really? Wow.
He is good.
Spaz is good.
Very employable.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I do not want to get emotional, so I will not, but I will simply just say this. 1975 days ago, August 25th, 2016, I started working with Ken after my brief hiatus from the Dennis and Callahan show, and I cannot put into words the roller coaster, but he was the first person I told that I was an alcoholic at the station. D was pregnant with Maya when we started working together, and Jess is pregnant with Tom Brady Jr. right now. And it's been I will never have an experience like we had that ends today. It sucks, but I know that Ken's going to great things and great opportunities, and I just am incredibly grateful for the opportunity we had to work together, so that's all.
That's nice.
Oh, that is pretty good. I guess I might as well follow the train. I had another lead, but
Can I just answer the Twitch chat, because they're asking, I am not pregnant. that came up when Curtis was talking, and I'm not expecting a baby.
You sure?
No. I don't know. I could get an ultrasound.
You look a little
something.
Bit.
I know. All right, go ahead. You're going to add to it?
Bloated. Yeah, I might as well. You know what I mean? Because I look at Ken like, you know what? Ken is my guy, corporate Ken, boss man, Laird. You know, and I've worked with a lot of people in this business, Razor. In this business, let me tell you something. Don't trust anybody because they'll put the knife right in your back, right? Ken is not one of those guys. Number five, Ken.
That's not what we said in the first segment of the show.
Well, don't worry about that. Number five, Ken, on the things that I'm going to miss most about Ken is his passion. That passion that he has.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to find a person who has that passion, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Number four for me is Ken's communication skills.
Oh.
Yes. Very good of letting you know what you need to do, what you should do to get a little bit better. Like, those things really help me out. I try to take a lot from everybody.
What types of things have you learned from Ken? Give us an example.
The thing that I learned from Ken is just be true to who you are and say what's on your mind, right? So, and be able to go out there and communicate that and always work to get better at things. You know, I think he helped me with some of my questions and everything. And this is part of my number three is him, Ken, and I have talked before saying, hey, continue to do what you do, be yourself. And when you have people like that in management or in a role of power and saying, hey, be who you are, that's always a good thing to have. Number two on the list, his honesty. You don't find that from a lot of people that keep it, that are real honest and they kind of keep it.
Does he keep it 100?
He keeps it. One now, matter
105.
No, he keeps it a buck 50.
Really?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
man,
buck 50.
Yeah,
wow.
That's up there. You know what? He might
see his new payroll.
Yeah, he keeps it a buck 50. And number one on the list from Ken, more than anything, is just him being a good person. You don't find a lot of good people in the world nowadays, but Ken is a good person.
He's a good egg.
Off the mic and on the mic. He is who he is. You see a lot of in this business race, you see a lot of phonies. You know what I mean? On the mic, they one way.
Would you say they're fraudulent?
Oh, yeah, a lot of fraudulent people.
Lot of fraudulent
but Ken
people.
Is somebody I done had a drink with before, and he's the same person when we was kicking that drink as he is on the radio. So
well said, Wiggy.
I'm a mission Ken.
Very nice. Appreciate that. Razor?
Well, all these superlatives about Ken, but he seemed to forget to mention that we were doing all of these positive things about himself, because I had a lead about a guy who swam for 27 hours in Tonga from the tsunami.
Oh, wow.
But it doesn't feel quite appropriate at this point now. I love it. Great talk.
I kind of want to hear that story.
Well, I know Wiggy's a swimmer guy. I thought it was perfect, but now I feel like an idiot.
You haven't worked with Ken for a long period of time.
It's been a couple months, and I haven't had quite the experience you all have with Ken, but he seems like a wonderful person.
We can talk about the guys.
It's been great to see him corporate ladder, but we don't do 4 hours.
Go ahead.
I'll bring it. Because I think this is fraudulent. It has to be fraudulent, but 57-year-old Tongan man says he swam about 27 hours to get to shore after getting swept out to sea during Saturday's devastating tsunami.
I don't buy that.
Says
I think you're
he kept
right.
floating and slowly managed to swim 7.5 kilometers, which for everyone here is about 5 miles, to the main island of, and I'm not going to say the name properly, reaching the shore 27 hours later at about 10 p.m.
Guy's pace
Sunday
is kind of slow.
Yeah.
It kind of feels a little bit like the guy who was in the guy's mouth, the whale's mouth. It seems like a story that's...
He's like a seven, though.
Wiggy, is Ratman from Tonga?
No. Ratman swam across the harbor. He could do that.
I don't see that
happening.
I mean, yeah, you hate to doubt somebody's story during a natural disaster such as that, but I don't know.
It seems like he was hanging on to it.
What's the average, like, what's it take to swim a mile?
The average time for a mile? I'd probably say about 10 minutes.
Really?
to swim a mile?
Let me see.
And it took this guy. This guy went how many miles?
27.
35 minutes to finish a mile in the ocean.
No, he only went like 5 miles.
He went
but
5 miles,
he was in the water for
27
hours.
Because he had to float some, he said.
But how could he be in the water? Like, how are you?
Yeah, I don't know.
That salt water float, though. You ever see people float? Like, some people are really good at floating salt. I buy it.
There you go.
All right. Well, I'm in the same spot you are, Razor, where I had a lead, which I will save for later.
Do the lead.
I wanted to taunt you on your last day with a COVID lead. We'll talk about it later. I want to say that echo what everybody in here said. You have been a giant part of this show's success, and without you, when I came over here, the task would have been much harder than it was, because you're just extremely professional. As I said earlier, your work ethic is next to none. You're happy. You're willing to do anything, to try anything. And I see great things in your future here at WEEI, which is why I tapped you for operations manager and decided that would be your next role here.
So, giving him his flowers
that.
Now.
Thank you, Greg.
Giving you your flowers now while you're still here, man, and smell them.
But Ken is not dead. I do want to be clear. This is not the eulogy that we have to do on the show this morning. Ken's last day, and we will continue. Certainly feel free this morning. You want to share some sort of a memory of something that you enjoyed that Ken did on this program, or
I'm not
said,
sure I had any highlights. That's not.
Oh my God!
I think you do.
You think he has highlights?
And you got to think Ken is probably I would say out of the whole station is the man with so many nicknames.
That is true. Wiggy.
You know, he is the king of nicknames.
Right? They're all COVID related.
Well,
but yes.
Ken Jong Un,
Ken PR, Ken PR, the lifeguard,
the lifeguard,
the RA,
pig
what else?
Vomit.
Boss Man Laird.
Yeah. All right. The Laird Man, as he refers to himself.
Oh, that's his favorite. All right.
You should see his business card. Just says the Laird Man, operations manager.
All right. More on Ken's last official day as producer coming up. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to us on the radio, you can stream this show at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from wherever you are at any time of the day or night.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You got your candles burning and your incest.
On WEEI.
Let it breathe. Sad morning for a couple reasons. Number one, it is Ken's last official day as producer on this show. And number two is the passing of legendary rock star Meatloaf, who we got the news this morning, 74 years old. Wiggy, are you familiar with the career of Mr. Loaf?
Bad Outta Hell, of course.
Yes, one of the all-time great albums.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my top 10 list of all the greatest albums of all time.
Right.
And
many people might not know him. He was also in Fight Club.
Yes, he was. He was excellent in that film. Excellent in that film.
I think he was skinny Meatloaf at the time.
Yes, he was skinnier Meatloaf. Yes. Razor, fan of the Meatloaf?
Certainly.
Yeah.
I would do anything for love. I mean, that song
was a classic.
Yeah, yeah, classic. The school dance song, that was kind of my wheelhouse.
Paradise
You wanted to make sure you had...
You mean Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's...
Trivia question. Who is the baseball announcer who did the announcing piece in Paradise by the Dashboard Light? Ken?
That's an old-timey sound. I don't know who that is.
Will Fleming.
It was not Joe Castiglione. I don't know the answer. I was hoping that you knew the answer. I don't know the answer.
Did he fall out of his chair?
Okay. They're in the back. Apparently, they're in the back seat of the car. They're doing untoward things to each other. Okay, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Oh, wow, it was Phil Rizzuto, the Yankee shortstop. Wow.
Scooter. Oh. Wow, what a timely reference from Greg. The guy's like 200.
I get it, Curtis, I'm old.
You certainly are.
I'm old.
You are
I'm
old. Yep.
But the guy had a lot of hits, and it's sad to lose Meatloaf. So throughout the morning, audio eulogy in the form of rejoins for the great, I think his name is... real name is Marvin, I believe Marvin Lee Addy.
Michael Lee Addy.
You sure?
Yeah,
I thought it was Marvin.
I'm
Are you sure it's not Marvin?
Yeah, it is Michael, according to Wikipedia.
Michael, okay.
Birth name was Marvin. But we got lots of the internet.
What is it?
Marvin Lee Addy was his
thank
birth
you, Razor.
Name. But he later officially changed it to Michael.
Okay,
Razor. Good deep dive.
I was already digging in because I want to make sure that Meatloaf's his real name.
Wikipedia was wrong.
This is Jay from Providence. Hello, Jay.
Hey, I'd like to share a memory about Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And we should never forget that Ken said right now he'd rather take Patrick Mahomes over. I mean, he'd rather take Mac Jones over Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that's true.
And
Back
Josh
in the money
Allen
in the
too.
Next 10 years.
He said Josh Allen, too. So let's not forget that.
When it comes to Josh Allen, interesting. We don't have time for it now, but interesting what he has shared about Bill Belichick. Wouldn't you say, Chris Curtis?
Incredibly. I think this is fascinating.
We should get to that. Maybe we'll get to that during trending.
I love it.
Perfect.
In just a little bit. This is Dan from Brockton. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
So I want to know how Gary Tanway walking out a couple of times on you razzled you.
Oh, did that
on
did
the
that,
old show? Oh,
that. How is Tanway doing, by the way?
He's an author.
He wrote a book,
yeah,
wrote right? A book.
Yeah, we had him on during the holiday.
I want to read his book. It's fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's about a quarterback, right? Quarterback and drugs or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Tanguay walked out twice. The first time he was really mad at me because I had pulled him from the show. I'd originally booked him from a show, and then we bumped him for somebody else, and he was steaming. Yeah. My God.
Well, you made him drive all the way here.
Yeah.
And then you told him he wasn't working.
Yeah, he goes from 0 to 10 quick.
Yeah.
That's
a great guy.
Similar to the moment during the pandemic when I told the Dropkick Murphys that they could play live in the studio.
Oh, well, that's
that worked out pretty good.
They arrived with all of their gear, and that was shut down by upper management.
Ooh.
I remember that moment well. So did the Dropkick Murphys.
I knew in that moment that it was a great honor to work for you because you must be a great guy that they didn't like blow our place to the ground. Could you imagine any other rock band being told to arrive somewhere in a pandemic on, I think it was actually St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Nobody else wants the drop kicks on St. Patrick's Day. They could drive to Brighton and they're told to go home.
All right. Courtney's off today. Andrew Razor Raycroft filling in. We are going to get to Chris Curtis and What Are We Doing? Coming up next.
The stage is set for an NFL playoff weekend on WEEI.
Game one.
Bengals and Titans.
Game two.
49ers and Packers.
It all kicks off tomorrow afternoon at 4.
Your home for the NFL playoffs is WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.